Governor Hochul's budget calls for higher taxes on businesses to help fund the MTA.
Let's go live now with Greg David at thecity.nyc. Greg, good morning. How much more will businesses have to pay, and what's their reaction?
Well, so it's called the payroll tax, and it's a tax on payroll paid for and by employers in the MTA region. And she wants to raise it from about 0.3 to about 0.55. And it would generate a lot of money for the MTA, $800 million a year. The early reaction from business leaders is, well, we don't like higher taxes, but we do understand the MTA's problems, and we think this is a reasonable way to go.
There is really no other alternative. I mean, people are scratching their heads trying to figure congestion pricing is coming, but that's not going to be for this. It's going to go for other things, right?
Right. Congestion pricing goes for infrastructure, for bringing the infrastructure of the MTA up to snuff. There are other things that the governor wants to do. Casino licensing revenue will be diverted to the MTA. She's going to contribute another $300 million from the state budget. She wants another $500 million from the city for the MTA. Mayor Adams said, I'm not sure this is a good idea, but his opposition was much less forceful than often occurs in these cases. So I think a compromise is likely in the end.
Greg, thank you. Greg David at thecity.nyc.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.